Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us on the line is political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, locally here in Western New York, Republican leadership laser focused on finding a name to be able to keep that seat in the 27th Congressional District here in New York State. Wondering if nationally Republican leaders are focused on the same thing here, NY27.
Well, it's certainly an issue, partly because Congressman Collins was such an early and visible supporter of President Trump, very outspoken and very vociferous in his support. So he wasn't just another congressman. Democrats clearly are going to try to use that to say this is part of a pattern. Trump supporters engaged in financial chicanery with all the stories about his lawyer Michael Cohen and the trial of Paul Manafort, his former campaign manager. They're going to try to link the Collins story to those stories as well. I don't think they'll be very successful at that. I think that what happens in Western New York is largely a local story in terms of Congressman Collins, but you will see Democrats try to make those connections and saying this is part of a pattern among Trump supporters of financial misdeeds.
Steve, how much influence will the NRCC try to have on local GOP chairmen in selecting the candidate?
Well, I think very little. I think they're probably smart enough to know that the local Republicans are much better equipped to name someone who's going to be a more effective candidate. For the national party to come in and try to dictate that would only cause hard feelings. And the fact is that this is such a Republican district that almost anybody the Republicans name is going to be the immediate heavy favorite. If this were a closer district, if this were a swing district, the issue of who you pick would be far more contentious and far more critical. But it's still a real long shot for the Democrats to have a shot at this seat, given the fact that it's been such a heavily Republican district for so long.
So Republicans are still confident even after all this scandal?
Yeah, and they should be. I mean, it is a Republican district. Now, we have seen in other places, we saw in Western Pennsylvania, a district that had voted heavily for Donald Trump and had elected Republicans to Congress go Democratic in a special election. We saw in Ohio last week a district that had voted 11% for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate for Congress, squeaked by a very, very narrow margin. So there's no doubt that there is a rising tide of Democratic intensity. There's no doubt, as you look at a pattern of special elections around the country this year, that Democrats have voted in greater numbers than in the past. So the intensity clearly seems to be on the Democratic side. So Republicans have to be concerned about that. But at least in the Collins district, as opposed to some of the other districts in other places, at least in the Collins district, they have an enormous built-in advantage. Should they be concerned because of the patterns other places? Yes. But not nearly as concerned as they are in other places.
How important is it, Steve, that Collins' replacement be a seasoned politician rather than a newcomer with no baggage?
Well, seasoned politicians don't necessarily have baggage that's negative. Sometimes it's positive. If you're a seasoned politician, you have a good reputation for judgment. You have a record that people have supported in previous elections. That can be an advantage, given the fact that you have such a short time frame here. Whoever the Republicans name is going to have a very short turnaround. In some ways, the arguments for someone who has run before, who has a built-in campaign organization, who has connections to the district, you can make that argument. You can also make the counter-argument that the best, of course, is a fresh face who has no track record and no risk of being politically embarrassing. But on balance, I think, actually, given the very special circumstances here where you have a very short turnaround, picking an amateur who has no campaign organization and no track record of dealing with local officials is a big risk. I think they're better off going with a solid local figure who has a good reputation and who already has run for office in that district for, in some way.
Despite the fact that you think Republicans still confident that they are going to hold on to the seat, do you think Democrats, both locally and maybe at a broader level, are, I don't know, kicking themselves that they didn't pay more attention to this back before the primaries began, knowing that Chris Collins was under investigation and this whole thing was plausible to happen?
Well, that's a very good point. You know, when you say that people knew, certainly in Washington, there was not a lot of talk about an investigation of Congressman Collins. But as you imply, locally, it was probably better known. They probably are kicking themselves that they don't have a stronger candidate. But, you know, the fact is you can't run strong campaigns in 435 districts. You have to pick and choose your positions. And the Democrats have targeted about 60, 70 seats around the country held by Republicans that they think they have a chance of winning. And they only have to flip 23. And the Collins seat, as I say, because of the fact that he won so easily in the past, was not on the national radar screen. It probably should have been, and Democrats are probably regretting that they haven't put more resources, more energy into that seat before now.
All right, Steve, nice talking with you. That's political analyst Steve Roberts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.